Notice verse 5. It shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And we're told in verse 20, so the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Now, I had the privilege of going to Jericho with a very special Arab guide who had worked with both Sir Charles Marston and Miss Kellum in their diggings there at ancient Jericho. Now, very candidly, this man who'd worked with both of them, you may or may not know that these two disagreed as to the dates of the wall. But it had fallen down and it was down flat. That was obvious. The facts are there. They disagree as to dates. I asked this man what he thought. Well, he went along with Sir Charles Marston, and his reasoning was this. He said when he got here, he was not probably scientific, and he didn't do quite the job that Miss Kellum did. It's true, but he said, you see, he was the first one here. And the very fact he did it that way, he disturbed everything so that it would be impossible for anyone coming later to come up with an accurate estimation. And he said, I feel like Sir Charles Marston is probably accurate as to the dates. Well, I let them argue that. All I'm interested in is a poor preacher. The Word of God says the wall fell down flat, and it's over there today. It fell down flat. You know, I somehow or another think that the Word of God is accurate about this. But now notice the method. There's a song, you know, that Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. And the question is, did he? No, he didn't. He didn't fight at all. You see, he just marched around the city. Who did the fighting? God did that, friends. And I think it's perfectly ridiculous for the explanation to come up to say that an earthquake took place at that psychological moment when they blew the trumpet and that took the walls down. I think maybe there was an earthquake, but don't think it was a natural one. And then there are those that say the constant marching of the children of Israel around the wall loosened the wall and it fell down. Well, you can believe that one if you want to. I like it the way it's told. God did this. God got the victory. They got possession, my friend. Now, what was the method used? The method that was used is faith. And that's the way that you and I are going to get the victory over the world. The reason I'm not interested in running up the American flag every time on this program is just simply because, friends, I don't think you're to fight the enemy. You can't fight the world and win. How do you overcome the world? Listen to John in 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. How? And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Friends, it's only by faith. Joshua won the battle. No, he didn't. Joshua fit the battle. No, he didn't either fight it nor win it. He got possession. God did that. He believed God. He took orders from him. And you know that I think that the great problem that many believers have today is that they are trying to fit the battle of Jericho and overcome the world today. We need to start taking orders from the captain up yonder today, the captain of our salvation. Now we add two things. They save Rahab and her family here. They did that. Also, Joshua pronounced a curse on anyone who'd rebuild that city. And we'll see that later on when we get over to 1 Kings 16. It was rebuilt. And the man who did it, the curse came upon him and his sons. That was in the days of Ahab and Jezebel. We'll see that, of course, later on.